We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Ora Chaim, Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah, Halacha Vav, Paragraph Chav Gimel. In the previous Shir, Rav Nosson Zal had explained incredibly, he had drawn a parallel between the Seder of Kriyas HaTorah, the order of Kriyas HaTorah that we do on a weekly basis. We start the new Parsha on Shabbos Mincha of the previous week. So Shabbos Mincha, we read from the beginning till Sheni. Then Monday, we do the same thing. We go back to the beginning, read from beginning till Sheni. Thursday, we do the same thing a third time, beginning till Sheni. Shabbos, we go back to the beginning again and go all the way to the end of the parsha. And Rav Nosson Zal gave a beautiful explanation, drawing a parallel between this and the explanation of the tshuva process that Rabbeinu Zal gives in Torah Vav and Likutei Moran. There, Rabbeinu Zal spoke about tshuva as being a three-step procedure. He spoke about the first tshuva, then he spoke about tshuva al tshuva, which is a continual process, and then he said when a person gets the second tshuva totally right, then they still have to do a third tshuva, not for sins or mistakes, but rather as the person's growing in their closeness to Hashem and awareness of Hashem, they look back at their perception of Hashem last week or last year, and they say, oy, 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 I'm so ashamed and embarrassed that my perception of Hashem or Yiddishkeit or Torah or a mitzvah or a tzaddik was 50, and today it's 500, so I'm ashamed and embarrassed of how I was looking at Hashem before. That was a third level of tshuva. Rabbeinu Zal speaks about, he elaborates, and we elaborated a lot when we learned about it here. Rav Nosson Zal drew the parallel between the Kriyas HaTorahs, that just like in tshuva, you're always going back to the beginning. Kriyas HaTorah, which is all about the same thing as tshuva, coming close to Hashem, recognition of Hashem. Kriyas HaTorah is Matan Torah. The Gemara says that when the Jews stood at Hasin, they were like a ger shenizgayer, you know. So that the process of Kabbalah HaTorah was also a concept of tshuva. So Rav Nosson Zal drew the parallels there perfectly. And then he also went on to make a connection between what Rabbeinu Zal writes in the second half of Likutei Moran, in the Torah Tikkun Teichacha, chapter 8, which this halacha is based on more so. There Rabbeinu Zal speaks about a number of topics. He speaks about nevuah, matan Torah, and he also speaks about the special song that we're going to hear when Moshiach comes, which is mentioned throughout Tehillim, throughout the Gemara, and especially in Sifrei Kabbalah. The term Shir Chodosh, Shir Chadosha, that's going to be. And the Zohar HaKadosh mentions that song is going to be a Shir Poshut Kofel Meshulash Meruba. It's going to be a song that's simple, one, double, triple, quadruple. And there are several explanations of what that refers to. One of the explanations is that corresponds to the name of Hashem, Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, which is the basis of the whole creation and everything in existence. And when we take Hashem's name, Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, the Shem Ho-Etzem, the main name of Hashem, and we follow it in a certain format that's mentioned throughout Sifrei Kabbalah called Achorayim. Achorayim means we go forward and then we go back. A drop more forward and then back, always turning back. We take the Yud, and then instead of going on to the Hey, we go back to Yud and then do Yud Hey. Instead of going on to Vav, we go back to Yud again, Yud Hey Vav, and then Yud Kei Vav Kei. That's called Yud Kei Vav Kei Ba'achorayim, which is Bigimatria 72. And the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that's associated with the harp of 72 strings, the Kinor Shel Ayin Beis Niman, which is going to play when Moshiach comes, you know, in the future, the world of the future. The Pasuk says, Oilam Chesed Yibone. The world will be rebuilt with Chesed. Chesed is 72, a remez to this special song with the harp, etc. And Rav Nosson Zal drew the connection there. He said, look at this, that here also it's Yud. Then we go back to Yud again. Then we go back to Yud a third time. And it's only on the fourth round that we go from Yud all the way to the finish line, to the last K. Just like by Kriyas HaTorah. Shabbos Mincha is Yud. Monday is Yud K, Thursday is Yud K Vav, and it's only on Shabbos that we get the full Kriya Satoira, all seven Aliyahs. And he drew the parallel between that. This was the previous year. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to just put some finishing touches on that topic in this next paragraph, and then move forward. Paragraph Chav Gimel. We left out a very important point, that when we speak about tshuva, when Rabbeinu Zal speaks about tshuva over there in Torah Vav and Likutei Moran, and Rav Nosson Zal spoke about this also, we left out a major piece, that he also drew a parallel between all of this and when Moshe Rabbeinu was sent on the mission to take Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. He said to Hashem, the Yidden are going to ask me, what's your name? What should I say? So Hashem said, tell them, my name is Ekye Asher Ekye. That's one pasuk. The next pasuk says, this is what you should say to the Jews. Tell them Ekye sent you. That's a third Ekye. And then the next pasuk goes on and says, tell them Hashem Elokei Avoseichem. Hashem Yudkei Vavkei Elokei Avoseichem, etc., etc. Rav Nosson Zal asks again, what's going on here? Why first Ekye, then Yudkei Vavkei, and why three Ekyes? And he drew the parallel. He explained how Ekye is the name of Hashem for tshuva, because Ekye means I will be. Ekye is a person who's acknowledging that till now, my life was nothing. Whatever I did till now, erase, ignore. I'm starting fresh, making a new beginning. That's what Ekye is, I will be. And Rav Nosson Zal says that the three Ekyes there that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu represent the three levels of tshuva that Klal Yisrael was coming out of Egypt and starting a relationship with Hashem, which was going to be a very rocky road, ups and downs the whole time. And Hashem wanted to show them, to instruct Moshe Rabbeinu to teach Klal Yisrael that the only way they would be able to be matzliach is if they know this secret of being able to go back to the beginning, start fresh every time, new beginning, as many times as they need to, before they get to Keseder, before they get to Yud Kei Vav Kei, which represents normalcy, in a sense, Seder, a normal, healthy Seder. We're giving over briefly what we covered in the past 2 to 3 hours of Shurim. Now Rav Nosson Zal is just going to add a finishing touch to this, to make a connection between Ekye and Yud Kei Vav Kei. Till now, we looked at it as two totally separate, independent things. Rav Nosson Zal is going to remind us that that's not the case. All of this is connected. Gam Mavoyer B'Kisvei Arizal. We know also that it's explained in the writings of the Arizal, Sheshem Ekye Hu Bechinas Shem Yud Kei Vav, Shehem Sholosh Oisiyos Rishonos Shel Shem Havaya Baruch Hu, She'olem Kol Echad K'moy Mispar Ekye. We know throughout the writings of the Arizal, he tells us in many places that there's a connection between the name of Hashem Ekye and Yud Kei Vav Kei. That Hashem's name Ekye, which equals 21, is the same gematria as the first three letters of Yud Kei Vav Kei. Yud Hei Vav is also 21. And the Arizal shows the kesher between those two, how those two names of Hashem work together many times, and how sometimes one is substituted for the other one, depending on what's going on. So now Rav Nosson Zal says, Nimtza, based on that yesoid in Kabbalah, we could understand, Sheshir Poshut Kofel Meshulash, that what we spoke about earlier, what happens when we read the Torah on Shabbos Mincha, Monday and Thursday, which corresponds to Yud, Yud Kei, Yud Kei Vav, Shehu Rak Ad Ois Shlishi Mishem Havaya Baruch Hu, which takes us only up to the third letter of Yud Kei Vav Kei, Hu Bechinas Ekye. That's all in the category of Ekye. That's the tshuva process. Those three Torah readings, those three times that we're going back to the beginning, it's like a guy who's starting the process of tshuva, and we explained his first tshuva is apologizing for all the sins, all the bad things. Now he's starting to enter into Kedusha. The second tshuva is an apology about his first apology, that as he starts learning and growing, he realizes how weak and how meaningless and how upside down his first apology was. So he's doing a tshuva al tshuva. And that's a continual thing. That keeps going until a person climbs to a madrega where he stabilizes. Rabbeinu Zalman, in another place in the Kutimran, speaks about two types of tshuva. There's a tshuva of the Yemei HaChoel, and there's a tshuva of Shabbos. Weekday, we know in Gemara and in Kabbalah, weekday is turbulence. Weekday is right, left, right, left. You know, it's brought that the 6 days of the week correspond to the Shisha Sidre Mishnah, which is all full of machloikis. This one says kosher, this one posel. Tomei, toher, osur, mutter, ping pong. During the weekday, we're going up and down. Shabbos is called Yom Menucha. Shabbos is day of rest. Things stabilize. Things stabilize, normalize, hopefully, if we have a proper kind of Shabbos. So Rabbeinu Zal says that in tshuva also, there's these two madregas. There's while a person is going through the stage of turbulence, the ups and downs, and they haven't really yet become established firmly in their Yiddishkeit, in choosing a derech, in choosing a rav, in all the different things that they need. They're still in that weekday mode, in a sense. Until a person stabilizes, they get to the tshuva of Shabbos, which is a concept of menucha, where it's rest, where it's stable, etc. So we said now, coming back to our presentation, we spoke about the Shabbos mincha, Monday, Thursday, correspond to that concept of ekya, tshuva, still constantly going back to the beginning, having to say, oops, that wasn't good, let me start over. Laughed like an architect who's drawing, comes up with a concept of a project, makes a drawing, takes it, tears it up, throws it in the garbage. You just worked on that for 6 hours. What are you doing? No. This is how it goes. This is the normal process of designing a building. You come up with a concept, you put it on paper, you throw it out. In your mind, you have that foundation. Then you go on to the second draft, draw that, tear it up, throw it out. You go on to the third and fourth. When you get into the third or fourth or the 19th, whatever it is, it starts getting more serious. The thing is starting to really have a shape and form and everything, where he's ready to take it to the next step. So we say now that the Yud Kevav corresponds to Ekya. Sheze zoichin al yidei hasholosh pa'amim shekoyrin koydim Shabbos habo. We are zoiched to activate this by reading the Torah 3 times before the Shabbos, which is going to be its official reading. And when Shabbos comes, we go back to the beginning and go straight from beginning to end. And that's when we complete the full Yud Kei Vav Kei, all 4 steps of it. This goes back to that song we spoke about, that special song, because remember, Kriya Satoira is with Ta'amim, it's with Negina, because that's one of the critical pieces of Yiddishkeit, that Negina. Shezoichin al yedei Kabbalah Satoira. And we're zoiched to this special song, just like Klal Yisrael was zoiched to that Nevuah on Har Sinai, and Nevuah goes together with Negina. It says by Elisha Novi, he would have somebody play music before him, and then the Ruach Hashem would be noich on him. So too, the Kriya Satoira with the Ta'amim, that draws upon us this Ruach Nevuah, that draws upon us this Shir Chodosh. We mentioned the Pasuk that Hashem says to the Nevi'im, to the prophets, Horem kashoifor koilech v'haged la'ami pishon. Lift up your voice like the shofar and tell my nation their terrible sins. This is Hashem giving instructions to the prophets about getting us into line. So Rabbeinu Zal writes in Likut Imran that the word kashoifor is roshe tevois, kofol shilush poshut rivua. Again, referring to this koyach of nevua, this super high level of negina, the highest level of kedusha, which is what the neviim were zeichet to in their prophecy, and that's what gave them the power to give the Jews healthy toichocha. A toichocha that's not marachek the person, a toichocha that brings the person close. A reprimand that, just like it says by Moshe Rabbeinu, nirdi nosan rechoy, that when the Jews sinned with the egel hazov, Moshe Rabbeinu not only didn't use it to destroy them, but he turned it around. to get Hashem to reveal to them the Yud Gimel Bil Sharachmim, to give them the mitzvah of building the Mishkan. That was the result of the Egel Hazov. Moshe Rabbeinu was able to turn around the negative and make it into a super positive. Now we continue. Paragraph Chof Dalet. Paragraph Chof Dalet. V'alkein besimchas Torah kishemesaimim ha-Torah oiskim oz b'shir v'nigun besimcha gedoyla. Now you'll understand why all the singing and tremendous simcha on Simchas Torah when we complete the Torah. Ki kol ze nimshach mi simchas hanigan hakodesh hanal shezoichen al yidei kabolas haTorah kanal. Because all of this light, all of this holiness and everything comes from that special holy song, that shir kofel poshet mishul shmaruba, which we're zeicha to when we received the Torah. We were zeicha to it on Har Sinai. It says v'chol ha'or, that they heard the koil shofar on Har Sinai. What's the shofar? The shofar is negina. The shofar is tekiah, shvarim, it's the shir poshut, kofel, meshulash maruba. It's brought many svarim. And the shofar, the 100 koilos of the shofar, correspond to the asora mine negina. There's the Rashi says in the beginning of Tehillim that Tehillim is based on 10 types of song. Those 10, when they interact with each other, become 100. It's brought in the Sifrei Kabbalah. That's the 100 sounds of the shofar. The shofar is actually music. It's an instrument. Bachatzoitzrois v'koil shofar horiyu lefnei amelech Hashem. We sing to Hashem with the shofarois. And that was Matan Torah. Okay, now paragraph Chof Hei. V'ato meduktok heitev loshen hakodesh shel ha-mishnah anal. Rav Nosson says, now you'll understand very well the exact wording in the Mishnah and Megillah where it talks about Kriyas HaTorah, and it says there, b'sheni uv'chamishi u'b'shabbos b'mincha koirin kesidron. On Monday, Thursday, and the previous Shabbos Mincha, we read in order, starting from the beginning, Ve'ein oilan lohem min acheshben. However, it doesn't count. Shemarameis, the Mishnah is alluding to this fact, Shekiyum ha-Torah tzrichin lahaschel kol pam. That a Jew who wants to be religious, you want to be religious? Religious means starting over constantly. Always a new beginning. Every day is a new beginning. You put on a talis and tefillin. If you're putting on talis and tefillin for the 600th time, Hashem ain't impressed, and Hashem don't enjoy it, and you won't enjoy it either. Whereas if you're putting on tefillin for the first, you watch a bar mitzvah boy, when he's putting on that tefillin for the first time, he's like a peacock. He is flying. He is so excited. It's shining. It's brand new. He mamish, he feels like he's a malach elikip. If a Jew puts on tefillin every day, like if their Yiddishkeit is like that, it's fresh and new every day, that's real Yiddishkeit. That's what Rabbi Nachman speaks about a lot and brings many proofs. We see throughout the Torah, it says, Asher Anochi Metzavcho Hayoim. The word Hayoim is used so many times. And the Gemara says, Bechol Yoim Voyoim Yiyu Beinecho Kachadoshim. Hashem, Yiddishkeit is today. There's no yesterdays in Yiddishkeit. A new day, we erase this. We erase till now, starting over every single day. Ve'ein Oilem Lohem Min Acheshben. And what went on till now doesn't count. We clear the registers. We bring the registers to zero. Shepirushay bepshitus. What that means on a simple level is shehakriya shekaru sholosh pamim b'shenim chamishim b'shavus b'mincha ein oyla lohem min acheshbon klal. That these Torah readings that we did on Monday and Thursday Shabbos Mincha does not count at all. Ki'ilu lo yischilu likrois haseder klal, meaning it's as if we did not start that parsha yet. Proof it rak tzrichen lahaschil b'shabbos habo mitchilas haseder. The proof is that when Shabbos comes, we start from the beginning. What do you mean? We heard this three times already. No, zero. What was till now, we ignore. V'chein hu mamish le'inyan ho'etzo hanoiro le'kiyum ha-Torah. And this same concept applies literally to a Jew who wants to fulfill the Torah. A Jew who wants to be religious, the same kind. Shehu b'chinas ekeh. there is this concept of ekya, lahaschil, lohochen esatzmoi, b'chol pam echodesh. We're talking about a Jew who wants to make a new, he wants to make a fresh start. He realizes that till now wasn't perfect. You know what? Let me start fresh. Sheze b'chinas ha-hascholois shemaschil b'chol pam mitchilas ha-seder. This corresponds to the beginnings in Kriyas HaTorah, that we keep going back to the beginning of the parsha. V'achar kach, and only after three rounds of that, maschilen, we start, v'goymer nois, and we get to the finish line. V'ein oilen lehem en ha-cheshboim. And those earlier Torah readings of Monday, Thursday, Shabbos, Mincha do not count. They don't show up on the scoreboard, meaning shetzorich ha'odom lesalik midaitoi b'chol yoim u'v'chol pam ma'she'orfa olav adoy sayoim v'yisashor. If a Jew wants to serve Hashem properly, he must be able to clear the registers. New day, right now there's zero. Because if a person comes into shul and he feels he's got a couple of $100 in his pocket and he's got a couple of hundred times that he put on tefillin and a couple of thousand shachrises, then he's coming in with a certain attitude. If a person's coming into the shul like it's my first time, I just found out about Hashem, about Yiddishkeit, and I just found out that one of the most important things in Judaism is a shul and a minyan, and to be able to come in, and I'm being allowed to come in for the first time, person comes in with that kind of attitude, it's a different world completely. To erase completely what was till now, v'loyale etzloi b'cheshben klal, it shouldn't count at all, ke'ilu lo yishchil adayin me'oilam klal, as if he never did it before. You look at people coming into a class, students coming into a class to learn. Again, it's one thing when a person comes in with an attitude that we've been doing this already for a half a year, and a person who comes in every morning fresh, new beginning, with the excitement of a person of the first day in school, the first day of the year, that kind of thing, starting a whole new world. Ki im taskil v'tovin be'inyan hayeridois v'hanefilois shoivram al kol echod, Rav Nosson Zal says, if you will analyze carefully and understand the yeridois and nefilois that everybody goes through downs and falls in Yiddishkeit, Iker nefilosei b'daito shel kol echod hu, the main thing that discourages people in their mind, that pulls them down, is is because it seems to the person that he tried this already. I tried this religious stuff. I tried learning. I tried going to shul. I tried kashrus. V'nofal mize, and I fell. V'achar kach hischazek lahascheloid, and then I pushed myself to start again. V'nofal oidapam, and I fell again. V'chein hoya kam upon him, and it's happened to me many times. Alkein, because of that, meisisoy habaldovor leyayish esatzmech hasham legamri. His Yetzirah tries to convince him, forget it. Leave this. You don't need this. Enough of this. Enough of this falling and getting upset and getting discouraged. V'oimer loy b'liboy, the Yetzirah tells him inside his heart, haloyatoroya kiefes tikva. You see that there's no hope. You can't do this. You see that you're not going to succeed at this. Kayadua kol ze lemi she'oisek balimud hakodesh hazeh shel hiskarvus bnei hanurim lavodas Hashem Yisborach, as is very well known by people who are involved in trying to help young people come back to Hashem or do tshuva or come close to Hashem. He knows that it's very normal for these people to experience yeridois and nefilois. And most of them, when they get banged up a couple of times, they'll say, I'm finished, I'm out. I tried, I did, it's not for me. Not for me. Can't, the can't word, etc. Aval mi shezoicha lehischaber lechaverim ksherim v'amitim. But a person who is zoicha to attach himself to real religious friends, Tomid, all the time. He doesn't stay alone by himself. He's not stupid enough to think he's going to handle the Yetzer Hara one-on-one and he's going to win. There's no shot. The Gemara says, "B'chol yom v'yom yitzroi shalav the mezgaber alav u'mischade shalav v'ilmolei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisroi lo yochaloi." That every single day the Yitzhakar comes at a person like a train, like a plane, and he's ready to destroy the person to smithereens. And the Gemara says, unless Hashem is helping you, no chance. So a person realizes that they need help, can't do. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Al tehei rasha bifnei atzmacha. And one of the interpretations is, don't be a rasha by yourself. A Jew who tries to practice Yiddishkeit alone, dead, usually dead, no shot. So here Rabbi Nosson says, a person who's zecher to attach himself to real religious friends, tamid, constantly, all the time, he doesn't leave himself alone. Ad sheyizke lekabel velekboya beliboy eitz agdoy shanal, until he's zecher to receive and to establish firmly in his heart this advice that we just said before, this strength of being able to start over all the time and fresh and clear the registers, ignore previous failures, ignore it, get it, it doesn't exist. Afalpish, such a person, afalpi shekvar hischil alofim verivavois pomim bali misbar. Even if he started over thousands and tens of thousands of times, he ignores it. Rak ato yaschil mechodosh lohochin ulahasmin satsmoy bechol mashiuchal. And he says, I'm going to do what I can today. I don't care. What, I don't care about the past. Forget about it. I'm going to try to do what I can today. New beginning. Hein litzoy kel Hashem meyom ekalev kemoish etzorich ato boise asho. Whether it relates to screaming out Hashem from the depths of his heart, like he really needs to, based on what he's going through today. Hein lahaschil lilmoid ulehispalel v'lasik b'mitzvahs, whether it applies to making a new beginning in learning, in davening, in doing mitzvahs. Hein lesameach es nafshoi b'mashalo esani goy v'vdilon ratoyim, whether it's the issue of keeping himself happy, even though I'm not a Rosh Yeshiva, even though I'm not the biggest philanthropist, that just shalo esani goy. I have enough. There's enough to do. When I see what the goyim are doing, when I see that people are able to murder their own citizens, their own relatives on a daily basis, and they're able to do kamikaze, sue, all of that, I have enough. It's enough for me to be thrilled and dance shalo yasani goy, that I'm Jewish, that I'm not part of the sewer system. I'm not part of the dreck that's out there and everything that they're capable of doing. We're in a different league completely from where they are. And to turn around all of his problems, all the things that could normally get him down, look at his bills, an electric bill, or this, but that, to turn around to simcha, look how lucky I am that I have these bills, that I have a roof over my head. There are people that don't get electric bills. They don't get they don't have these terrible tzoros, they're in the street, they're homeless, they've been evicted. Baruch Hashem, I have a mailbox, Baruch Hashem, they can deliver a bill to my... To be able to turn it all around, to always look at the positive side, al yidei kol ze yishoyer kayom bekiyum hatoyra tamid. If a person will follow this advice, he will be able to be solid in his Yiddishkeit all the time. Sheze bechinas. This is what the Mishnah means there in Megillah when it says ve'ein oylem le'men acheshben, that what happened before doesn't count. When it comes to Shabbos, the fact that I read this portion three times already, I didn't. I forgot about it completely. I'm starting fresh today. Shekol ha-haskholos ba-toyrov avoyde she-ischil ad-ato lo yalo le-menacheshman. All the beginnings that he made till now, in Torah, in Tefillah, and everything else, they don't count. I'm ignoring it completely, as if I never start kilu lo-hischil ad-ay me-oylam. He's listened to, now a person's going to say, yeah, but can't be. Can't be that, well, is Hashem willing to forget all my mistakes? You mean to say it gets, where does it say? Where does it say it gets erased? Rav Nosson says, ki ze yodua lakoil. Because this is a known fact to all Jewry. She'afilu imchoto kol yomov. That even if a Jew committed sins throughout his entire life, for the past 70, 80 years, v'shov bo'achrayna, and he does tshuva at the end of his 80-year career of sins, moichalin loy hakoil. Hashem forgives him for everything. Kemo Yisham Rabbi Senesal, as the Gemara says in Kiddushin, Daf Mem. Ukemavur bechol sifrei Musar. And as is explained throughout Sifrei Musar, the Gemara gives an example. The Gemara says, if a man who's a Rasha walks over to a woman, puts a ring on her hand, and he says, Hareyat mikudeshesli betabasu, on condition that I am a tzaddik gomor, on condition that I'm a complete tzaddik. The Gemara says, mikudeshes, she is mikudeshes. Why? The Gemara says, shemo hirher beliboy. Because even if you didn't see him do a single mitzvah yet, he has not yet performed a single physical active mitzvah. He hasn't said a single prayer yet. He hasn't davened his first shacharis yet. Maybe in his heart, he felt a sincere regret for everything he's done till now, a sincere apology, and feels that he wants to make a brand new beginning, and that would classify him as tzaddik gomor. That would classify him as complete tzaddik, enough to make this kiddushin. We don't say you should go to him and ask him for brachas, but that's enough that halachically, the kiddushin is valid. We're talking about marriage. These chasron, the children could be mamzerim. If the kiddushin isn't valid, you're talking about the worst, most serious problems in Yiddishkeit. The law says that the kiddushin is valid because maybe he had a good thought in his heart, a thought of tshuva. V'chein kvar nimtzu kamo bale tshuva is boilam, shaloshovu b'tshuva at soif yameyam. And we have cases like this documented in the Gemara, in other places, of bale tshuva who did not do tshuva till the end of their lives. And we know that it was accepted. The Gemara says, Yisrael, Koyen Midyan, the Pope, he worshipped, the Gemara says he worshipped all Avodah Zarah. He didn't do that in a couple of weeks. It took years to do that. And then he came and said, Ata Yadati Gyol Hashem Alekim, and he was taken in. Nevuzaradan, murdered tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of Yidden. And then he scratched his head and said, whoa, look at this. Because they murdered one Jew, Zechariah Navi, all of these people had to die. Hashem was so upset. What's he going to do to me? I murdered 100,000. The Gemara says he thought it over. He took his Roman clothes and Roman identity and dumped it. He went and converted, became a Yid. And from him came forth Rabbonim who taught Torah to Bnei Yisrael, the Gemara says, in Gittin. So we see how far this goes. Ki bevadai mi sheshov bimeinu urov. Because most definitely, a person who zoicha to do tshuva in his youth, Ein lamale, there's nothing better than that. Of course, that's a billion times better than waiting chas v'shalom. Well, you know, avol im kvar nisra shel chas v'shalom. But if for whatever reasons a person was lazy, his rashlus, I thought I didn't. V'loy shov at soif yomov, and the person wasn't zeichet to turn around till the ends of his life. Gamkein ashreiloi masheshov besoif yomav al kolponim. How lucky that person is that he was zeichet to do tshuva towards the end of his life, at least. Avol ikern, here again, he's focusing, he's telling you exactly what the pitfall is. What doesn't allow most people to succeed in this. Avol ikern hanafila bedaito shel harbe b'nei odom. The main thing that ends up destroying many people, Shekvar hischilu kama pomim venoflu, people who tried many times, they tried becoming religious or they tried becoming more religious many times and fell. Iker nefilosam, the main cause of their fall, hu machmas shero shekvar hischilu kama pomim venoflu, is based on the fact that they saw that they tried several times and failed. Alkein roitza habaldover lahasisam. Therefore, the Yetzirah tries to seduce them and convince them leyayish esatzman chas v'shalom, to give up on themselves. Alkein, therefore, tzrichen leilech b'derech hanal. We must follow the path that was discussed earlier. Lahaschel mechodosh be'eze b'china shehu, to start fresh, make a new beginning, wherever you're at, no matter what. Vishakach midaitoy legamri kolma she'ovralov, and to erase from his memory, to erase from his mind whatever he's been through till now, bebechinas, as the Mishnah says there, ve'ein oilem lohem enachish b'cheshman. It doesn't count. What do you mean? How could you say such a thing? We read the Torah three times. We made brachas and every... You're telling me it doesn't count? Yes, it doesn't count. If you want to get to that finish line, if you want to get to Shabbos, and you want to be able to read that whole parasha from beginning to end, the only way you're going to be able to do it is if you're able to clear the registers. Clear the new beginning. I'm a koton, I'm a gershon. Every day, it's like I just came out of my conversion. Coming out of the mikveh for the first clean, I'm starting with a clean slate. Shekol ha'ascholos shehischil adheino, all the different attempts that he made till now, all the different beginnings, sheklulim b'sholosh pa'amim, which are represented, which are symbolized by those three Torah readings, the Monday, the Thursday, Shabbos, Mincha, shemaschilin haseder b'chol shavua, whereby we start the parsha every week. We start, and then, no, didn't work. Back to the beginning. Start again, back to the beginning. Kol ze lo yalo lemen acheshbin. The person has to have the ability to ignore it completely. Ki ato tzorich lahaschel mechodesh lagamri. Making a complete new beginning now. V'chein le'olam. And always, that this should be his derech in life. Ad sheyizke lebechinas tshuva shel Shabbos. Until the person will be zeicher to get to the tshuva of Shabbos that we mentioned earlier, which means peace, where he puts it in park to in a certain sense. I'm here to stay. I'm not falling off the bridge anymore. I might go through some bumps on the road of the bridge, but I ain't falling into the water again. That's over. Those times are over. I'm here to stay. He becomes established to a certain degree on a certain level. Ki beklal Yisrael meramzim al zeh sholosh pomim b'chol seder. Because on a global level, in Klal Yisrael, we have a hint to this three times by every parsha. Shemaschilin sholosh pomim b'chol shavua, the three times that we start the Kriyas HaTorah every week, keneged sholosh pomim ekyanal, corresponding to the three ekyas that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu. You're going to take the Yidden out of the mud now, out of the filth. They're in the 49 levels of Tumah. How are they going to do it? They're going to need to say ekya, I will be, and then again I will be, and again I will be. Those three can be 3 or 3 million times. The three is representative. U'b'Shabbos maschilin v'goymrim. And it's only when we get to Shabbos, that's when we start the career from the beginning and get to the finish line. V'das lenovoin nokil, and an intelligent person will easily understand, she'etzel kol adam b'protius, meramzim lo yal yidei zeh, that this is hinting, Moshe Rabbeinu was speaking to Klal Yisrael. This applies to each and every one of us. And it's a remez to tell us, she'yaschil b'chol pa'am mechodosh, kama v'kama pomim, b'kol shavua, u'b'chol yoyim v'yoyim. You want to be religious? You want to climb? You want to advance? You better be ready to make a new beginning several times a week. And several times a day even sometimes. You start in the morning, shachrus was good, but then afterwards at learning, you were sleeping a little. Now what? I guess this day is not, we'll have to wait till tomorrow. You crazy? Wait till tomorrow? New beginning. Reset the clock. It's 6 a.m. again. I'm ready to roll. I'm starting my day over. What do you mean? It's 9 o'clock. For me, it's 6 o'clock. New beginning. And I can do it 10 times a day. New beginning with enthusiasm, with excitement of a beginner. U'kemoshomar Admor Zal, like Rabbeinu Zal himself said, Rabbi Nachman said, Shehoyoloi kama v'kama hascholois b'chol yoyim. That this was how he said he was matzliach in his Yiddishkeit, that he was able to make many beginnings in one day, every day, a whole new start, fresh start. Kemuva b'shvoch of hakdoshim, as is brought in the Sefer Shvoch Yaran. Vaydeze daiko zocha achar kach l'mashe zochanal. And it's through this attitude and this derech that he was zocha to achieve what he achieved afterwards. V'hovein heitev. Rav Nosson Zal says, understand this very well. He's giving us some of the most important advice that a Jew needs, that a parent needs to convey to their kids, especially in today's generation. Today's generation, we look at kids who look on the outside, they're arrogant, cocky, they know everything. On the inside, they're dying. They feel like nothing, zero, because anytime they've attempted to do something important, they failed in it. And even though they have all the gadgets and the this, that, they know deep down inside that they're weaklings and nothing. And the Eitz Hara is convincing them that they're never going to be anything. And it's only if a person can give the right kind of encouragement, this chizuk, of knowing just because you tried doing something, you tried listening in class, it didn't go, that's part of success. That's how successful people succeed. The first day they pay attention for a half hour, the second day no attention, the third day they make a new beginning and they go for a full hour. And the second time, that's how it works. That's how a person becomes a major success. Paragraph Chavov. Till now, we spoke about Kriya Satoira. We spoke about beginning till Sheni, beginning to the end of the Torah. Now, Rav Nosal is going to go further to Maftir, the Aliyah of Maftir and the Haftorah. How does that fit into this picture? Veze b'chinas Kriyas Maftir shetiknu likrois banovi achar Kriya Satoira b'shabes v'yantif. Now we're going to address the Maftir reading, which our rabbis instituted, that we read a portion from the prophets after we finish the Torah portion on Shabbos and Yontif. She'oz ikra kriya. That's the main time of the Torah readings, Shabbos and Yontif. V'atam muva b'poiskim. Our rabbis in Shulchan Aruch tell us the reason for this. Ki pam achas gozru shaloi likrois batoira. There was once a time when the non-Jewish kingdom issued a decree that the Jews are not allowed to read from the Torah, the written Torah. Vayukoyrim banavim. So the Jews knew that Mamashu was on penalty of death. So what did they do? They didn't read Chumash. They read Novi instead. V'achar kach nizbatla hagzera. And then at some point in time later, the decree was removed. V'nishara hatakona bimkoima. However, the takona of reading Novi was left. We're going to do this also. We're not going to replace Navi with the Torah. We're going to hold on to the Navi and we're going to put back the Torah reading. Shegam kishukurim batoira yikru achar kach banavi me'ein haparsha shehu kriyas hamaftir. That even though we are able to read from the Torah now, we're going to append to it a part of the prophets that relates to the Torah portion, you know, that we read before it. Now to show what this is all about, based on the Torah Tiku Teichocha, that this entire halacha is based on chapter 8 in the second half of Likutei Moran. We blew out the phone company. We lost them. See if we can get him back. Shebechol doer yesh tzadikim sheyesh lohem eze bechino ruach hakodesh shu bechinas ruach nevuah. Rabbi Nassal writes there in Likutei Moran that even though we do not have tzadikim today, like Moshe Rabbeinu mamish, who had nevuah or ruach hakodesh on the same level as Moshe Rabbeinu, but he writes that every true leader of Klal Yisrael must have some degree of Ruach HaKodesh, some aspect of that, in order to be able to give over Torah properly, in order to be able to guide and lead Klal Yisrael properly. Shayidei zeh ikar birur hamedameh. That's what gives him the ability to bring a clarity into medameh. Medameh is unclarity, this world that's a mix of toy vora, every kind of good and bad, and it's as confusing as it could possibly be. What's good looks terrible, and what's bad is made to look attractive and delicious and wonderful. So in order to make a birur hamedameh, in order to be able to sort out good from bad, you know, from the confusion, the tzaddik must possess a certain degree of ruach hakodesh, of nevuah, shehu birur ho'emuna, which also gives him the ability to clarify the faith in Hashem. And therefore, any Jew, every single Jew who cares about his future, his real future, his eternal future, has to lechapes ulevakesh ma'oid ma'oid achrei tzadikim koela, has to search very, very hard to find tzaddikim on that level, that caliber, a tzaddik who possesses a level of ruach, a bechin of ruach hakodesh. Ki kol hu emuna gdoisha, sheikro hi emunas chidish olam, toli bozeh. Because the entire faith in Hashem and Torah and mitzvahs, and especially faith in chidish olam, is dependent on this. It requires tzaddikim of that caliber. Tzaddikim who have a bechin of ruach hakodesh, kama shekos v'sham, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likut Imran. Ukvar biarnu, and we've already explained, sheze bechinas kriya satoyra betzibur, that that's the concept when the Torah is being read publicly from a Sefer Torah with the trop, that that's a bechin of Kabbalah satoyra. That's a bechina mamish of nevuah, of ruach hakodesh. The Gemara and Halacha say a person's supposed to be listening as if they were standing on Har Sinai, as if Hashem were talking to me face to face. Shehu bechinas hamshochas kabbalas haTorah kanal. The person is reenacting and drawing upon himself that great light of kabbalas haTorah. V'alkein achar kriyas haTorah koyren banovi lamaftir. Now you'll understand after the Torah reading. We read the portion of the Navi and in Maftir, Lohidia ulahoyrois, to inform everybody and to teach everybody, sheikar hamshochas kedusha so emunah kedusha, that the only way that the Jewish people are going to be able to draw upon ourselves real emunah, shehu bechinas kabbalah satoyro, which means accepting the Torah upon ourselves, because the Gemara says, "Bo chavakuk v'midon alachas v'tzadik b'emunos yichya," that the whole Torah is really one point, emuna, ikra nimshach b'chol doer alidei hanevi'ei emes. The way that this gets transmitted from generation to generation is via the true prophets in each and every generation. It didn't stop, the buck did not stop by Moshe Rabbeinu. After Moshe Rabbeinu, there was a Shmuel Anovi and a this one, and it continues until today. Even our leaders of today must possess an aspect, a bechina, of Ruach HaKodesh Nevuah, Shal Yedehem Lo Tishtaka HaTorah Yisrael. And it's through these leaders that the Torah will never be forgotten from Klal Yisrael. Interesting that he quotes this pasuk. We know that this pasuk is quoted in a famous Gemara. The Gemara says that the rabbis once got together in Kerem Biavne, and they all said they saw what was up ahead. They saw the darkness and the golus and everything, and they said there's going to come a time when the Torah is going to be forgotten from Klal Yisrael. And one tzaddik stood up, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal, and disagreed with all of them. He said the Torah will not be forgotten. And he brought proof from a pasuk, Ki lo yisishokach mipi zaroi, which Rabbi Nachman explains is related to specifically to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, that through the child of Rabbi Yochai, he's the one that's going to ensure that the Torah will never be forgotten. Why? Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was as close to Moshe Rabbeinu as a person could possibly get. The Zohar HaKadosh draws incredible parallels between the two. Moshe Rabbeinu's yahrzeit and birthday, Zayin Adar, which is mentioned in the Gemara, always comes out on the same day of the week as Lag BaOmer, as Rabbi Shimon Yochai. And there are many, many ksharim that are drawn between the two. It's brought that the words Lag BaOmer, note, we Ashkenazi Jews say Lo Omer. We don't say Bo Omer. We say Hayom Shnei Yamim Lo Omer. And yet when it comes to this holiday, everybody says Lag Bo Omer. The words Lag Bo Omer are Begematria of Moshe. In the Taimei HaMinhogim, there's about 30 pages on Lag Bo Omer showing the incredible Kshorim with Moshe Rabbeinu and etc. on this. V'alkein, and therefore hamaftir koirei batoira tchila shloisha psukim. Now you'll understand why the custom is that the person who's going to be reading that portion from Navi, he first gets called up to read at least three psukim from the Chumash, from the written Torah, from the five books. V'acharkach mevorech al haftorah, and only afterwards he makes the blessing on the haftorah, v'koirei banovi, and reads a portion from the Novi. L'hoirois, this is to show us, she'ikar hu ha'toyra shenitna al-yei Moshe Rabbeinu. The foundation of Yiddishkeit, the yisoid of all yisoides, is the Torah which we receive from Moshe Rabbeinu, Shehu Rabbon Shel Kol HaNaviim. He is the rabbi of all the prophets. Ve'ein Novi Rishoy L'chadish Dovar Me'ata, and no future prophet has permission to change or to add new things that were not included by Moshe Rabbeinu. Ach Kol HaNaviim, so then what are they doing? Then what are all the later Rabbanim doing? If Moshe Rabbeinu gave us everything, what do we need all of these rabbis and later generations for? Ach kol anavim shachrov, loybo rak lechazek divrei Torah. Their mission is to strengthen, to fortify, to give us the encouragement that we're going to need to uphold the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu. Ulahamshich birur hoemuna b'chol dor v'dor al yidei ruach hakodesh shelohem, and to be able to use their ruach hakodesh, their holiness, to show us, to teach Klal Yisrael emuna in every generation, in the 1500s, in the 1800s, in the 21st century, to be able to teach Klal Yisrael using the tools of today, within today's environment, how to be zeichet to believe in Hashem and believe in the Torah and mitzvahs. Shezeh einoi nifsak loilam. That's something that continues from generation to generation and is never finished. That job is never finished. V'alkein, and therefore, afilu ba'eis shemalchus horisho hisgabra. Hello? I apologize, my wife is calling 4 or 5 times. She knows that there's a shir. There must be V'alkein, and therefore, afilu beis shemalchus harishoy hisgabru v'gozru shloi likros batoira, even when the government of the Romans, whoever it was, issued a decree that we were not allowed to read from the Torah, ki rotzu lahashkia chas v'shom haTorah miYisrael, because they wanted the Jews to forget the Torah completely, nisya'etzu b'nei Yisrael hakdoshim, the Jews thought it over very carefully, v'osu takono niflo, and they came up with an incredible solution, likrois banavim, to read the prophets. Kal yidei hamshachas hanavim lo tishtaka hatorah, because by connecting with the prophets and drawing from them, the Torah will never be forgotten. Ki hanavim heim mevarim hoemuna, because Rabbeinu Zal shows in that chapter in the Likutei Moharan that the nevi'im are the ones who have the best possibility to clarify the emuna for us. Sheze ikar kabula sator kanal. That's what the Torah is really all about. V'alkein, and therefore, gam ato, even today, shenizbat lahagzera, where the decree about not being able to read from the Torah is gone. Hatakona b'mekoima, what the rabbis instituted about reading the prophets, that remains with us. Likrois banavim lamaftir, lohoirois, to teach us. Shegam achshav, that even today, kol tikvosenu shetiskayim haTorah v'loy tishtakachoy, the only hope that we have to be able to hold on to our kesher to the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu and not to forget it is al yidei bechinas hanaviim shohayu b'chol dor, is by keeping our kesher with the prophets that were in all the generations, meaning all the Rabbonim, the whole Shalshelis of Kiddusha, from Yehoshua till today. Shehim Shichu Beruach Kotsham Birur Hamedameh, where each and every one of them in their generation was able to give Klal Yisrael this Birur Hamedameh, this ability to see through the world, the materialistic world, and all the tests of that particular day and generation, and still be able to remain loyal and devoted to Hashem, to Yiddishkeit. Shehu Birur HaEmuna. Birur HaMedame is synonymous with Birur HaEmuna, clarifying the Emuna. V'chein ato b'chol dor v'dor, and so too nowadays, in every single generation, kol kiyumenu hu al yedei hatzadikim bali ruach hakodesh, our whole existence, our spiritual existence and our physical existence, is through the tzadikim bali ruach hakodesh, who possess a level of Ruach HaKodesh, Sheheim Mevarim Hu Emunah. They are the ones who clarify the Emunah to us. And this is why it's so important to note there are different schools of thought in Klal Yisrael today, where they think that in order for a person to be teaching Torah, He's got to have a degree. He's got to have a this. They don't know that the degrees from today till tomorrow aren't what's going to give the ability to give a person the ability to be qualified to transmit Torah properly. If you want to transmit Torah like chemistry or physics and Torah, do it that way. Make it like any other subject, chas v'shalom, lahavdil. That you can do. You can have a professor and this being able to do it. But if you want people to get the real effects of Torah, the most important effect, which is emunah, that requires balei ruach hakodesh. That requires a person who has kedusha and tahara and midos toivos, all of those things, each one on his level. The Gemara says, Shmuel b'doyra, yiftach b'doyra k'shmuel b'doyra. We know again that the ruach, balei ruach hakodesh today, are not Moshe Rabbeinu, but that's not our problem. Moshe Rabbeinu is not physically here to teach us. And those people who, because of that, are not going to seek out and connect with the people, the most religious people in this generation, and make sure that they're receiving from them this Birur Emunah. So here again, you have people, thousands of people, who once a year, twice a year, they come to Eretz Yisrael, and they're going to Tzadikim. For what? For a bracha. Everybody knows. Which bracha? Mezoinus, Shehakol, whatever it is. The Tzadik will make a bracha on them, and they're good for another year. They're fooling themselves. They don't know that in every single generation, there's major nisyonot. All of us are going through major tests. Every second, we are in danger, tremendous danger, chas v'shalom. The Baal Shem Tov HaKodesh once said about himself, that he said there's a person sitting in this room who receives Torah, loy mi pi malach, v'loy mi pi sorof, elam pi HaKodesh Baruch Hu bi'atzmoi. He receives Torah not from an angel and not from the highest angels. He receives his Torah from Hashem himself. And he said that person is in danger every second of his life of falling into the nukva de tohoim araba, of falling into the lowest depths of tumah. He was talking about himself 300 years ago. What should we say? What should we say? Therefore, a person needs to know that in order to have the right connection to the Torah and to Yiddishkeit, there has to be a serious kesher with tzaddikim, balei ruach hakodesh, people who have the masoris, person who received from somebody, who received from somebody, who received from Moshe Rabbeinu, going back to Moshe Rabbeinu, and stays loyal to the drachma of the Torah HaKadosh, all the drachma of the Torah HaKadosh. In that zuchus, we should be zeichem. Should be zeichem to the refuas hanefesh and refuas haguf that all of us need, Mitzvah Shem. We'll hold it over here for now.